Hello, Mary?
Yes.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you very much for taking the call. Happy Monday. My name is Richard, and we're conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. And all of your answers are confidential. Can I ask, what is your zip code?
30318.
Thank you very much. And may I ask, with all respect, what is the year you were of your birth? I'm sorry.
What?
The year that you were born.
35.
What is the highest level of school that you have completed or highest degree that you have received?
College.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Okay. And well, you're not Hispanic. Okay.
No.
What is your race?
African American.
Thank you very much, ma'am. And also, for whom do you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, Democrat, or Donald Trump? Or someone else?
Biden.
Thank you very much. Are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta? Or like many other people, you're not registered?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. Below is a list of issues. Please select three are the most important to you, ma'am. First is immigration, second traffic, jobs and economy, climate change and environment, education, inflation and cost of living, abortion access, racism and discrimination or crime or public transportation. You have to
probably crime, I don't know. You can put anything.
Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am. Okay, and when thinking about the direction of which of each of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied or some dissatisfied with the city of Atlanta?
I guess I'm satisfied.
Okay, in Atlanta region?
Yeah.
Okay, in Georgia?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, now we'd like you to rate your feel about some people, some groups, or people, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 10. When it comes with a Uber and Lyft, are you very cold and favorable, neutral, or very warm and favorable? Well, never heard of it.
I never used it.
Never used it. So we put you down for 0. How about Martha buses?
No, I never used it.
No. And are artificial intelligence companies?
No.
No. And government Brian Kemp?
Government what?
Governor Brian Kemp.
Yeah, I know Brian. Yeah.
How do you scale him from 0 to 10?
10, I guess.
Okay, how about the Atlanta Bell Line?
Never went there.
Okay, and electric scooters?
Never used that.
Okay, Atlanta City Council?
Yeah, I've heard in the news about them.
Okay, and how about the Martha trains?
Model train, never been on it.
No, okay. And self-driving cars?
Yeah.
Okay. How about Major Andre Dickens?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, will you raise your rate the traffic in Atlanta as a major problem or a minor problem? Or not a problem?
Major problem.
It is. Okay. How will you raise the quality of public transportation in Atlanta? Excellent, good, only fair, poor. Or very poor?
Very poor.
Very poor. Thank you. How frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely, never?
Never.
Never. Thank you, ma'am. How familiar are you in the, with the Atlanta Bell Line and its facilities? Is it very familiar, not too familiar, not familiar at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. How frequently do you use the Atlanta Bell Line in a typical month? Almost every day?
Never.
A few times never. Thank you. Based on what you know and what you heard, do you have a positive opinion on the Atlanta Bell Line or a negative opinion?
I have no opinion at all.
Okay, thank you so much, man. Okay, what's the first word or phrase that comes to your mind when you think about the Atlanta Bell Line?
I guess it's all right for folks if they like it. It ain't got nothing to do with us.
Oh, I see. Okay, here's a few statements about each of the please. Each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree, and with 5 means that you neither agree or disagree, or 0 means that you strongly disagree. Okay, she hit up. shit.